song. Thanks, Keith. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators, we like to talk education here. It's been since March, and it seems like everything we've talked about has dealt with COVID in some way. Back to school, not back to school. Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, our guest the first half hour, talking about we don't want to go back to normal. We want to go through a portal, and we want to imagine this. I invited you to give us a call at 844-967-2789. What's your vision of a new normal? But, you know, Keith, the other day, my neighbor said, hey, Tim, I want to ask you a question. I'm not going to reveal districts or anything like that, but she's a retired teacher, and she was concerned because she was hearing that there is a school board that is saying, well, look, if you're going fully online, then the only way we're going to agree with that is that teachers have to report to their classrooms every day at the right time and teach from their classrooms, because if they don't, how will we not know that they're just sitting around not teaching?
Right. So what if you were like a really great like tech guy and you had a green screen and you could green screen your classroom?
No, man, you need to go into your technology fallible old classroom, because
chalk dust is cool.
Well, because teacher, you know, because if you give teachers a little bit, they're going to take a lot, you know. So this idea, they might do Zoom lessons in short pants or something like that. But there was this serious concern with this board about talking about this from the idea of saying, well, but how will we hold teachers accountable for doing their job if they're teaching online?
Yikes.
Because we won't know. And so our solution to that is that if they're going to teach online, then they have to show up at their start time and we have to be able to see them. And if that's not the case, then we're not going to go fully online, because we know those teachers, if they're not required to be in their classrooms, they're just going to sit around.
Wait, I got a question. Like, I've not taken any online classes in forever and a day. So it's like, what are these teachers having to do normally? I mean, are they going to be just sitting there in front of the camera talking? And then is it like a Zoom meeting, how we're doing this right now?
Yeah, it's just that,
with like 25 kids or 30 kids or however.
30 kids. I mean, now, again, that's bad online teaching, to be honest, is just Zooming 25 kids a lecture, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, like you just said, as we get better at this, as we move from March, the emergency crisis teaching, into now where people have been really learning how to put screens up that look really cool, how to set up chat groups, how to import video, how to create discussion boards, all of those cool things that make it interactive. In one way, you have some abilities online that you don't actually have in the classroom. But this comes, though, from this point of view that this board is making, though, is just coming from, well, look, if they're not back in the classrooms, you can't trust a teacher. You know, they won't do their work. And so
they have to wear collared shirts, too. No T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you'll know they'll be wearing pants if they come into the classroom. You know, I don't know if that's the concern.
So strange.
You know, like the news person sitting behind the desk with a suit and tie and a pair of shorts on, you know. But yeah, it's this mistrust. If you're a teacher out there, though, too, and this is your reality, you're hearing that, yes, you're fully online, but yes, you have to report to school every day. It's 844-967-2789. You can call in as Teacher X. We have no problem with
Teacher X.
We're not going to tell the world who you are, but, you know, this is a reality. And now that, to me, right away strikes as, and this is professionalism? This is how you're going to advocate professionalism? And then I asked my neighbor, though, who brought this to my attention. I said, do the board members then, to go to board meetings, are they required to go to the board meeting and show up in person?
Hmm.
Oh, no, they had this on Zoom. Uh-huh. So board members can be trusted to use Zoom to show up for their meetings.
You remember when the state Supreme Court had all those meetings and they had like the green screen, the really crappy green screen. And we don't know what they're wearing under their robes, by the way.
And we don't want to. You know, there are some things that should not be revealed. But I, it's like, hey, people are making these decisions about face to face using online where they refuse to put themselves face to face with people. That's kind of also the hypocrisy, the idiocy of policymaking, right?
That's where you do all your anonymous arguing, though, is the internet. I got to look at everybody. What the heck?
There isn't a Facebook argument I have ever lost.
I hit delete on anything I don't like. Just delete it.
Actually, I succumbed and deleted my personal Facebook page because
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, the toxicity, man. We still have Busted Pencils, though, and hopefully right now people are watching Facebook Live right now going, holy crap, what an amazing show. But now it is Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Back to school, is it a call between safety and our kids learning? Hey, we just want to get back to normal. But Dr. Gloria Ladson-Billings says, hold on about normal before we get back to normal. Did normal work pre-COVID? We have a real solid no. So let's not get back to normal. But if we have an opportunity to step into this portal and say, let's make something better. Let's step up and create something beautiful. Let's step up and create something amazing. Wow. The opportunity now then, and this for me, being an advocate for teachers, is just something teachers are dying for, to be able to be put in a position of professional agency to talk about, to build, to vision, to dream, to deliver something that's better than what they had before. Teachers are loving this moment. The idea, in fact, I talked to a bunch of teachers going, you know how we typically work 3 to 4 hours after work anyway? They would probably work 5 to 9 hours after work because now they're doing work they actually want to do. This is the opportunity we have to empower, give agency, allow professional teachers to decide and design and bring together with the communities they work with a better education system than what we had before COVID, to step up and dream about working with and meeting the needs of our most vulnerable kids, not only just giving the best we can, but truly delivering on the best. Imagine being asked to dream about creating something bigger and then somebody saying, now go do it. This is what we are faced with at this moment. We have an opportunity to dream, and we have an opportunity to then build that dream. These moments don't come along very often. We don't get this opportunity. We don't get this chance to make things better. It is now. It is the right time. It's long overdue to reimagine, to step through that portal, to engage, to take agency, to empower people to build our best education system ever. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com. for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on WRRD 1510 AM Milwaukee and Talk 92.7 Madison.